Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Murphy is with us, Bill's play-by-play man, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, and by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. NFL Week 3, Murph, two 2-0 teams at Bills Stadium. I mean, you've got to be ready for almost anything this week, because this season so far, you've called a game before an empty stadium. You've called a game during a power outage at a game where you were relying on monitors for the feed, and you've had a lightning delay. What do you think Sunday's going to bring?
I hope none of the above, I'll tell you the truth. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. I think, first of all, I'm happy we're going to have a game, a real live game played in front of us. We don't have to worry about video feeds. We can just watch the game and call it. I wish there were fans there. There won't be. But I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. These are two of the most productive offenses through the first couple of weeks of the season, with two quarterbacks making big plays and playing very well. And I think it could be a very entertaining game. I really do.
Yeah, it's a very different type of test for the Bills, right? I mean, this is a new level of opponent.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think the Jets were pretty much miserable a couple of weeks ago. I think the Dolphins were a half step up. But this is a step into the, I don't know if I'd call them elite, but certainly the top level of NFL talent. That, you know, the Bills and the Rams, I think both of them would be considered, each of them would be considered top 10 teams in the NFL. They're off to the starts that they expected to be off to. I think the Rams had a couple of good wins home against Dallas and on the road to Philadelphia, and the Bills took care of business. So, yeah, it is a step up in competition, and we're going to find out if the Bills are up to it. I think they are.
And if the Bills do well Sunday, do you think that they'll maybe get a little more attention? It seemed like in the first 2 weeks, they really weren't on the top of the radar when you're talking about the NFL, maybe because of the teams they played.
I'll tell you what, I don't think players or coaches worry, especially in week two, about attention and who's paying attention and who's noticing. I think, and this is a tribute to Sean McDermott and his leadership capability, he's kind of got them focused on, don't worry about that, you know, the take care of business and stack the wins up and we'll see where we are at the end of the year. I don't think they worry too much about attention or who's getting publicity, that sort of thing.
Last week, John, really the first 2 weeks put together, it's everything, you know, Bills fans have been wanting for the last, what, decade? You know, could we go even further than that with this offense that is, I mean, dynamic, explosive? You can insert the adjective here. It has been fun to watch these guys on the field.
Yeah, I mean, they score a lot of points, and that's always fun to watch. And a lot of that is because of Josh Allen, who is taking another step forward, it would seem, in his career development now in his third year. And plus, he's got dynamic weapons. He had a couple last year with Cole Beasley and John Brown, and now you add Stephon Diggs, who trumps them when it comes to dynamism. And I think that means that they've scored a lot of points in the first couple of weeks. And they're not perfect either, by the way. It's been two wins and two good wins against division opponents, but they can do better running the football. They can do better protecting the football, not turning it over. And I think those kind of are hooks that McDermott can hang his hat on and get his team to recognize that, yeah, it's going well. We've got a couple of wins, but we're not perfect. We have things to improve on, and we'll see this Sunday if they have.
All right, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, both kind of leaders in long downfield passes. Do you think, though, this week might be different because it's supposed to be a little bit windy Sunday?
No, I actually, the fact that, you know, Josh and Jared Goff both have what, they lead the league in pass completions, 20 yards or more. Josh got about a dozen, and Goff's right there as well. I look for more of the same, right? They have success doing that. Not that that's the signature of the Buffalo offense. I do think they want to run the ball, and they want to run it much better than they have through 2 weeks. But, you know, it could be, like I said, a shootout, you know, where they have to trade points with these guys. The Buffalo offense has been solid. and has been making the big plays. The receivers have a big part of that. The Bills will play without tight end Dawson Knox, it would seem, this week. He hasn't practiced yet in concussion protocol, but it'll be the win may be a factor, but I think more it'll be a test of a couple of decent defenses. Both the Bills and the Rams have played good defense so far this year, too.
You kind of look at what happened on the field last week, and it was evident that, I mean, what would you expect? That the Bills lose two starting linebackers and the defense suffers a little bit on the field. That injury list, John, looked pretty long over the past couple of days. What do we know about the status of Milano, Edmonds, and then I guess a whole host of other players who appeared on that injury list?
Yeah, there's a lot of names. I don't know what's significant. I think, as I mentioned, Dawson Knox, concussion protocol, he's not likely to participate. Josh Norman remains in on IR for another week at least. And the two linebackers are the big question marks. They've been limited in practice work this week, both Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. They have taken a fairly regular turn, and Edmonds has worn, I believe, a non-contact jersey in practice this week. But they, I mean, we'll see. I think they'll probably take it right up through practice today to determine whether they're good to play. They may have made a calculation last week. We can probably get by without these two. Their injuries are fresh. We can get by and do well against the Dolphins without Edmonds and Milano. That might not be the same calculation they make this week against a very good defense, or the very good offense like the Rams have.
John, are you hearing anything about when we might learn if fans could be allowed in October? It seems like that decision should be coming sometime soon.
I would think so, right? I haven't heard anything. I think, you know, October 15th is what, a couple weeks away now, and they'll need some ramp-up time. They won't get – I'd be shocked if they – I don't think they'll get 73,000 in, but if they can get a 25% of the fans, maybe get the 15, 16, 17,000 fans in New Era Field for a Thursday night against Kansas City, that would be a big boost. I think a lot – you know, it's not just the Bills. The state has to weigh in on this, too, to see if they're okay with the Bills' plan. And I've heard it said and read that, you know, I think the county executive talked about egress and access from the stadium, how that's one of the issues. And that seemed like a solvable problem, right? Other stadiums have done it, assigned times when fans have to report to the gate to check into their seats so that you don't get a crush of fans at any one time. That seems like that's all doable, and we'll find out whether they can get that done.
Hey, want to get your thoughts on New England. I know it's a while until we see them on the schedule, but a lot of people may be looking at, you know, post-Brady saying, well, this is our time now. The division is ours for the taking. And they've looked pretty good over the last couple of weeks. They're going to be right up there putting a fight up.
I don't know. I'm not impressed. I'm sorry to disagree. I just don't. I've seen them. I've seen bits of both of their games, and I don't think there's anything special going on there. And I appreciate Cam Newton and think that's a good story, how he takes Tom Brady's spot. And, you know, he's certainly a capable NFL quarterback, but I don't think I think they're yet to be tested. And I don't think that, you know, they're 1-1. I don't think they're anything special. I think the Bills have more talent than New England. Obviously, the Patriots have great coaching, and they have a record of success against Buffalo that cannot be ignored. But I'm looking forward to that meeting. I think the Bills have a lot of ground to cover before they get to that meeting with New England. And then, of course, the second one. And I think if on the current track, I think the Bills should be favorites against New England, and I think they will be, because I think they're a better team than the Patriots right now.
John, we're looking forward to hearing you call the game on Sunday. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Bills play-by-play man, John Murphy.
I don't know. I was pretty impressed with New England. They played Seattle last week. I mean, the Super Bowl favorite from out west. So I think it's going to be a dogfight at the top of the division, and I can't wait for it. But we got to look through this week first. It's a big test for the Bills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.